London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, this is Pat Whitehorn in London. In today's programme, a US response to CARICOM's letter to the White House.
It surprises me that where they take this strong stand, that they are not willing to document or verify what it is that they are talking about.
More success in the search for the Duvalier dollars and pre-fight panic as Lloyd Hannigan prepares to defend his crown. A Democratic congressman from Florida has issued the first American response to the letter sent by CARICOM leaders after their recent summit to United States President Ronald Reagan. Mr. Larry Smith, chairman of the International Narcotics Subcommittee, has challenged CARICOM leaders to produce concrete evidence to back their allegations of America's lack of regard for the sovereignty and independent legal systems of the Caribbean in the battle against drug trafficking. During an interview with Congressman Smith today, I also asked him to respond to CARICOM's concern over accusations made in highly publicized proceedings and what the leaders called permission to assassinate the character of individuals outside the US and to seriously damage the reputation of persons and countries with no form of redress.